Parsha Shmini in a sense is a hemshech to the last days of Pesach, because Neshiras Hayam, one of the most amazing things in Torah Shebichtav is that in the Shira, the Klal Yisrael speaks about things obviously benvua beruach hakodesh that didn't happen yet. They weren't even the tzdava, particularly the mikdash. That keli vanvehu or the kei aviv aromamenhu. So the Targum Onkelos Rashi brings that they took upon themselves vanvehu v'loshen nava evnele makdasha they'll build beis hamikdash. And later in the at the end of the shira it says beferish. Yemo, Yemo, Bahama, Halosko, Machon, the Shifter, Paul to Hashem, Mikdash, Hashem, Kon, the Yadeka. Doesn't say anywhere in Chumash before it was here that they were told about the mitzvah of a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Asulim Mikdash, Meshachanti, Pesochem, was given later, Parshas Terumah, at Kriyas Mitzrayim, at Kriyas Yamzor. There was no haftocha that there'll be a mikdash. Even a sefer bereishis, we do not see this beferish and chumash. But of course, the answer is that they visualized beruach hakodesh that they would have the schiyah to capture the shechina and make it permanent in the beis hamikdash. So therefore, they said zekei ivan pehu. They resolved to build a mishkan alakei avi barom amenhu. And I think in this pasuk is Marum is that which the Ramban says in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, we mentioned it a number of times here. The Ramban says that the Geula is not finished yet with Yitzias Mitzrayim, not even Matan Tova, but only when they arrived at the point of Uchot Hashem Oleis HaMishkan. And that's why Sefer Shmos ends with Hakamas HaMishkan, because the Geula is only complete when they built the Mishkan and they were zocha to have Hashroas Hashchina. And he adds one vote. And as a result of having a Mishkan, Hashroas Hashchina, so they were able to come back to the Madreg of the Avos. Because Shehoya Soga Laka Alei Roshan, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov had the Shchina constantly with them. Their home was like a Mishkan. So when the Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan, they return to the Madreg of the Ovos. So, and that's why he says Sefer Shmos concludes with Hakamas HaMishkan. Well, isn't this exactly what the pasuk indicates? Ozi v'zimbos ko v'hili Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by his great strength, took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the great Yeshua of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuch. But the Geula is not finished yet until Zek Heli Van Veyu, until they build the Mishkan, Elikei Ovi Varam Menu, and they come back to the Malas HaOvis. So that idea, which the Ramban says sounds as a chiddush in his psicha to Sefer Shmos, is really Mechumas in the Pasuk, that the Geula culminates with Hakamas HaMishkan and the Mala of the Ovis. And this brings us to Vayhi Vayom HaShmini, because as we know, this eighth day that the Pasuk here talks about is the Shmini L'Miluim, V'Shchodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, when Aaron HaKohen entered into the Avoda, because the 7 days of Chodesh Adar, the Shivas Yomim that we talk about in Parshas Tzav, or the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, where Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoda, and here, Vayhi Vayom HaShmini, he introduces Aaron HaKohen into the Avoda. So, Vayhi Vayom HaShmini kol Moshe l'Aaron v'Levono v'Lezikne Yisrael, and Rashi says, Shmini l'Miluim, Hurash Chodesh Nisan, Shehukam HaMishkan Bo Beyom, V'notal Eser HaToros HaShlios B'Seder Olam. And the Gemara brings it also, Masech B'Shabbos, Also Hayom, that day that the Mishkan was put up, not the day was crowned in 10 ways. Rishon La'atzilas Hashchina, Rishon La'avoda, and it says Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis, because it was on a Sunday. It was on a Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the second year, was on Sunday, and the Korban Pesach that they were makriv, that single Korban Pesach in the Midbar, because it was the only year, the only Korban Pesach they were makriv, and that was on Sunday. So Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis, that HaKomis HaMishkan, one of the Rishons, is Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis. That's all a good word from the, nice word from the Maram Shif. I mean, what's so special about this? It happened to be on Sunday, so why do we count it as one of the 10 crowns, one of the Esar HaToros that the day was adorned with? Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis. All right, it was on Sunday. He says, the Remez is like this. The Gemara says that Vayhi Bayom Hashmini is a Gzer HaShava, Vayhi Era, Vayhi Volker, Oso Hayom, Hoyso, Simcha, Vato Nifrohu, Yom Kirin, Hoshimayim, Ve'oros. So when the Mishkan was established, it was like a Simcha, Vriya, Shemayim, Ve'oros. It says, Asorah Mamoros Nivra Olam, Oso Hayom, Notol Eser HaToros. So the 10 HaToros, the 10 crowns, 10 special things that happened that day, was connected Asara Mamoru Shivam Nidvahol. However, we know that the Medrash says on the first day of Ma'asa Bereishis, it doesn't say Vahiyar Vayvoker Yom Rishon. It says Vahiyar Vayvoker Yom Echad, Shariah Kodesh Boku Yochid Ba'olomo. So it's not Rishon, it's Yom Echad. Also Hayom Rishon Ma'asa Bereishis. But if the Hakamas HaMishkan is like the Ma'asa Bereishis, right? So here you could say, you can't say Yom Echad. Here it's Taka Yom Rishon. But really, it's Ma'aseh Bereishis should have said Yom Rishon. But it says Yom Echad because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. There was nobody else in the Bria. But here, when the Mishkan was put up, there was a whole Bria already. So therefore it says Yom Rishon. Rishon L'Ma'aseh Bereishis. Anyway, so Moshe Rabbeinu took Aaron HaKohen into the Avodah, L'Zikne Yisrael. Why do they need the skenim? And Rashi says to show them that Aaron HaKohen is being mishamish b'kun agdol al pi adibor v'lo yom v'mayel of nifnas. And the korbanos that he was makriv bo b'yom, Rashi tells us, are to be mechaper on davon ha'egel. That's why he was told, kach lucha egel ben boko l'chatas. Why a chatas? What avera? A chatas you only have to bring on an avera. Olamai, lehodiyah shem mechaper lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did they egel zeh? Al Ma'aseh Ha'egel Sheha'osa. So this particularly was Neged the Chet Ha'egel. That's why he was brought an Egel. But in addition to the Kapora, hand in hand with the Kapora and the Ma'aseh Ha'egel is Hashvoas Hashchina. As the Pasuk says in Dalet, V'shov Ha'ayel Ishlomim L'tvoach L'tnei Hashem, U'mincha B'lula Ba'ashomim, Ki ayom Hashem niru aleichem, says Rashi, lahashlo shchinoso b'maase yedeichem, lekach kabonos halolu boin chovo layom zeh. But these were special kabonos, horoas shor, especially on the chatas. Even though a ola in the shlomim you can bring in a dover too, but a chatas you cannot bring in a dover. But these kabonos were not in the dover, they were chovas hayom, was horoas shor, was a special chiyuv bo b'yom, that he had to bring a chatas and a ola, a shlomim and a mincha. Ki ayom Hashem niru aleichem. So, he informed the whole Klal Yisrael there will be makriv kavonis, they're going to be zochet hashvoas hashchina. Now as we follow the pesukim here, so what happened? He told them Aaron to be makriv his kavod, kach lecho, he should be makriv his chatas and his ola, and the Bnei Yisrael were to be mafresh, also a chatas and an egel and a kevis for an ola and a shov ayel shlomim, his kabbonis, their kabbonis. So they brought their kabbonis. Vayikrivu kol ha'edah vayamdu lefnei Hashem. So here we have the pasuk vayom Moshe ze adomer ashetzivu Hashem tasu v'yeru aleichem kvod Hashem. So all the mafreshim already asked that it doesn't say what exactly he told them to do. They came with Nehashem. ויקרבו כל העדה ויעמדו לפני השם. היומה משה, זה הדבר אשר ציבו השם תעשו. What דבר? What's the דבר? יהיה עליכם כבוד השם. And then the פסוק זין, it goes on to say, תארן ויומה משה ואהרן קרב על המזבח, מעשה יש חטוס חפס ולסך and so on. So what is the זה הדבר? It doesn't say what they were told to do. So we have, of course, various perushim in the Safrod, the Or HaChaim brings it. The Or HaChaim brings a Safro. He calls it a Medrash B'Yalkut. Zeh HaDavar. Omer Lahem at the end of the Or HaChaim on this Pasuk, he brings Zeh HaDavar. Omer Lahem Moshe LeYisrael. Oso Yetzer Hora Taviru Melvavchem. Zeh HaDavar is Meramez in the Yetzer Hora. V'tiyu Kulchem. ויירו אחס ובעצר אחס לשורש לפני המוקר ותהי עבודסכם מיוחדס לפונו יעבודה שבי ספשאל יוניק מיוחדס לפונו תקסיבו מלתם אס אורלס לבבכם and so on ואם עשיסם זה ויירו עליכם כבוד השם so the Chazal learned that the זה הדובר means the יצר הרע and the Targum Yonason brings also this pshat. They discover the Tavdun Abru Yas Yitzchah Bisha, remove the Yitzchah Bisha. And the Rachaim learns that this is a remes to the Orla, because it says here Zehadova. Where do we see it? Merumas in the Pasuk Zehadova means the Yitzchara, because the Zehadova refers to the Orla, the Zehadova Ashamol Yehoshua. So therefore, it refers to the milas olas halev or maltem es olas levavkem. This is the pshat of the Chazal. Now, why did he have to tell them here on the to remove the yetzer hara? Because it says earlier in the pasuk, "Vayikrevu kol ha'eda v'yamdu l'chnei Hashem." So they were ready to resolve at hashgoras hashrinah. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them they still are not ready yet. They still have to undergo the emes and tshuva of osa yetzer hara taviru milbavchem. This is a portion of the way the Or HaChaim learns. But the haflo in Ponim Yofes, adds and elaborates a little bit. He says, "Be emes, this has a shaka to the kapora of the chet ha'egel." In the chet ha'egel, the Klal Yisrael was nichshel in an Avodah Zorah. But what kind of an Avodah Zorah was it? It was what the Gemara calls a sort of shituf. They were meshatif a korach acher with the Rabbonu Shel Olam. And even though the Umas HaOlam, if they're not muzar al hashituf, but the Klal Yisrael are muzar on being meshatif a different korach. So therefore, HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu told them, in order to be mechaper on the chet ha'egel, zemach to show him to waver. Even if you believe in Hashem, but if you meshatif a koach acher, then the korban is not going to be mechaper. Zemach to show him to waver. So you have to do tshuva on the mikshol of not believing chas v'sholem that there's a koach acher besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, the korban is not going to be mechaper. So he says, zeh adomer asher tzivah Hashem ta'asu. Also yetzer hara taviru mevavchem v'tiyu avodasa miyuchedas lefonav. This is what the Safra means to say. It should be miyuchedas. Miyuchedas means the opposite of shittuf. That there's no two kochas, there's no shtei reshuyas chas v'sholem. If it's miyuchedas lefonav, so mele you do tshuva on the chet of the shittuf, on the chet of the ego which was mishatef at koach acher with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In that case, the Kabbalah will be able to be mechapa. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them before they were kapora with the korbanos, zeh hadavar, also yetzer hara, which yetzer hara? The yetzer to include another koach acher that has a force, that's an independent force in the Briya Cholila besides the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I also saw in the name of the Chosef in Lublin, zeh hadavar asher tzivo Hashem. This Mishkan, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to build, ta'asu, you're supposed to make it in yourself. In that case, v'yeru alechem kod Hashem. And the Shechinah won't only be in the Mishkan will be amongst you, Meshachanti Besochom. Because they said, Vayikrivu kol ha'edah v'yamdu l'fnei Hashem, they came to the Ohel Moed. Zeh ha'dolach ha'shatzivu Hashem. This mitzvah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you today, HaKomas HaMishkan, Ta'asu, this you should make in your own selves. The Mele, V'yeru aleichem kod Hashem. As a matter of fact, Hashem Shem Chol HaShloim, this is the Pshat HaZeh Kelivan Ve'yu. I'll make myself into a Mishkan. I'll make my own self into a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reside. So, Zeh Adavar Asher Tziv Hashem Tasu in yourselves, Mamela V'yeru Aleichem, quote Hashem. And the Parham Yafas, and the next Pasuk also says a beautiful word here, which we'll mention. Ayoba Moshe El Aharo, Krav El HaMizbeach, Ba'aseh Yes Chatos Choves Olo Secho. So Moshe Rabbeinu encouraged Aaron HaKohen, Krav, come near to the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Why did he have to push him, Krav, Shoya Aaron Bosh? Because Aaron was embarrassed. Because he knew that he had a chelik in the Chet HaEgel. V'yohi lo geshes. Amalo Moshe, Loma ata Bosh, l'kach nefkoto. In other words, he told him, this is the Tzibi Hashem. So the law says, Nefonim Yofis, Loma ata Bosh, l'kach nefkoto. In Parashat Shmos, earlier, it says there that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu on the Shlichus to Paro, so Moshe Rabbeinu declined. Mi Anochi Kelech Paro. So, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him once and twice, Vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe v'yom mehiri Aaron achicho ha'levi, yedati ki kamu holach l'choscha. So Rashi brings over there to Gemara and Svachim, what's the stress of Aaron Achicho HaLevi? L'chatchila, you were supposed to be the Kohen, and Aaron was supposed to be the Levi. But since this is the Charona, the Roshim, Rashi brings over there, that Ayicharaf Hashem, where was the, what happened as a result of this Charona? The Charona caused Moshe Rabbeinu to lose the Kahuna. He should have been the Kohen, and Aaron should have been the Levi. But as a result of the Charonaf, this is what happened because Moshe Rabbeinu declined a little too much. So Aaron was over to the Kahuna, and Rashi brings the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that Moshe Rabbeinu's children are called from Levim. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaFloh, he told them here. Even though you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, but if you decline too much, you're supposed to go do the Avodah. If you're going to behave like I did in Mitzrayim, that's the reason why you became the Kohen. I should have been the Kohen, Elamai, because I didn't want to go where I was supposed to. So therefore, L'Kach Nifchata, that's why you were chosen. That's why you were chosen instead of me to be the Kohen. Because it's a famous word here from Darizal. Various Bama at the Bosh Lekach Nefkauta, because you're Bosh, that's why you were chosen. It's only those who feel unworthy of doing the Avodah, they're the ones whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. They're the ones he wants. Those who feel themselves that they're Roy Lekach, they're Takanat Roy Lekach. Bama at the Bosh L'kach nefkata, because you're Bosh, that's why you're a nefkata. So, Aaron HaKohen is marked of the Kavonis here, and the Pasuk describes various Avodas and Kavonis. Finally, after the whole Avodah finished being Zorik the Dam and Makir the Chalobim, so we read in Pasuk Chavayis, Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ho'om bay horachem, Vayered me'asos ha'chatos v'ho'ola v'hashlom. So the Rachayim and others already point out that it should have said first Vayered. He was on the Mizbeach, being marked of the Korbanos, right? When he went off the Mizbeach, then he gave him the bracha. But as the Pasuk says, first Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ho'om bay horachem, and then Vayered. the Birchas Kahanim, he benched them when he went down from the Mizbeach. After he finished being Mark of the Kabbalahs, he went down by Vorchen. So the Achaim says that the Berocha was at the Gemar HaKakorah. The reason why it says Vayerad Me'asos HaChatas, which means he finished doing the Chatas, the Pasuk wants to emphasize that the Kapora, the whole Ritzui, everything that Aaron HaKohen accomplished with the Kabbonis was not yet completely finished until he gave the Kol Yisrael the Berocha. That was the Gemar of the Kapora of the Kabbonis. The Chaim says it's pshat. Ve'ulai ki gam birkas Yisroel l'tzad shehi kaporas chet shel Aaron tuchlal v'chlal hachatos ki gam lo yisyachas shem chatos. Meaning the korban is the bracha relates to the korban. So therefore the omer. That's why he says earlier ubazeh yorad mi'asos tashlum yachatos. With the Karbonis, that's how he finished it. With the Brocha, rather, that's how he finished the Avodah. So we see an interesting thing here. I mean, what does the Brocha have to do with the Karbonis? It's a separate thing. But what Brochas did he give them? So Rashi says, Birchas Kahanim, Yevorech Hashem, those are the Brochas that Aaron HaKohen gave the Kol Yisrael. So I think you could be Mevayah here. The Chiddush of Aaron says, a bracha is one thing, and a carbon is another thing. Carbon is to evoke the atonement for Nabeira, kapora, michilas licha kapora for Nabeira. Bracha is something else. I think we could explain this well with a particular Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this in Shar Aleph. When he talks about about tefillah, what are you supposed to be mispalel for? So he says, obviously, the first thing is to be mevakesh achlam, you should have kapor, you should have mechila slicha kapor. Then he says, separate paragraph, va'od yispalel bal tshuva v'la tshuva l'Hashem limchos kof shor v'chon l'chatosa v'sheyach potzbo v'yiratzeyu. Not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive his sins, but he should give him ritzui, grace. Because it's not enough to have the sins cleared, wiped off, he says. Ki yitochen lios ha'ovo nislach, v'nifte ben ha'yisurim v'mikol zera, and yet v'ein l'Hashem chayfetz bo. V'tumincha lo yirtza miyodo. V'tavas ha'tzadikim in ha'atzlochos. Is not only to get rid of the Aveira, but l'hafek yichotz to me Hashem, v'sheyach potz behem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good graces, not only the kapora itself, right? But the ha'oras ponim, the ritzri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he brings down kama v'kama, the psukim amore chazal, chayim b'rtzonu, ein lonu, the ha'oras ponim, what we really want. Ein lonu al ha'oras ponecha. Therefore, he says, Rav Ramela, when he does tshuva, he says, "Herav kapseni miavoni mechatosi ta'areni." So he's asking for the atonement on the etzem chet, but then he has another tefillah in Tehillim over there, Nun Aleph. His follow od al harotzon liyot zchotzon Hashem yizborach bo kikodem achet. That's why he says, "Al tashlecheni mufanecha b'vach kotchra al tikkum imeni hashiv olisason yishecha b'vach ledivot esmecheni," and so on. So he says that it's, so Rabbi Yonah says there's two in Yonah. Like somebody can say, okay, I'll forgive you for the Aveira, but we're not friendly anymore. Right? You sin like this? Okay. Strike it from the record. But there's a coldness now. So he says, in addition to the Mechila Slicha V'Kapora, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you a total Ritzui to return to the good graces and Ha'oras Ponim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Memela, this could be the pshat of it. Aaron HaKohen, the Kabbonis of Mechapa, Emes, the Kabbonis of Mechapa, but Aaron HaKohen wants more. Not only that the Kabbonis should be Mechapa, but Yevarechecho Hashem, Yoher Hashem Ponovei Lecho, the Ha'oras Ponim. Not only the Atzim Kapora. Yisa Hashem Ponev Alecha V'yosem L'Fasholam, he should give you the same Shleimus that you have Kodem Achei. So therefore the Rachaim says that these Baruchas, which Aaron HaKohen benched the Kohen Yisrael, were really a Hemshech of the Karbonis. The Karbonis were able to be Mechaper on the Aveira, but the Baruchah that he gave them as a Kohen was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should completely bring them back to his Ha'avas Ponev. There's an interesting Kriyim Ksiv here. Ayisa Aaron es Yodov, and we read it, and the Kri is Yodov, and the Ksiv is Yodov. Maybe this is Merameis, and the whole idea that the two hands of the Kahanim is right and left, huh? But the topic is that these two hands should have one Achdus. The Yodov, it's like Yodov, but it's like Yodov. I once mentioned once that if you examine the, we just got finished duchening here, all yontif. If you examine the Birchas Kahanim, so the first Baruch is on Gashmis. That's how Rashi learned it. Hashem, the Mammon, Yishmerechem, and Amazikim. Second Baruch, Ruchni. Yer Hashem, Panav Alechem, Yishmerechem. So what's the third? The third is to be able to combine the two. Yisra Hashem Panav Alecha should give you that kind of Nesiyas Panim B'yosam L'chol Shalom, that there should be Shalom. There shouldn't be any stira between the Brochas Gashmiyas and the Brochas Ruchmiyas. You should be able to accommodate both Brochas together. There should be Shalom between both Brochas. So perhaps these three Brochas, which are like a sego, there's the Yamin, the Smol, and the Emtza. That's why there are three Brochas in Birchas Kahanim. One is the Yamin, one is the Smol, and one is the Emtza. The Emtza is the Shalom which brings them together. So therefore, perhaps the Pasuk is Merameis that by Yisra Aaron es Yodov, in the Yadayim of a Kohen, there's a right and there's a left, right? But it all comes together like it would say Yodov, it's one hand. So the Birkas Hashem comes down through the Kahanim are a vehicle. The Savu Shmi Avnei Yisrael Bani Avorachem, the Rabboni Shlolem who gives the bracha, the Kahanim are only as like an instrument of Birkas Hashem. It's Mamela, so the Shleimus of the bracha makes both Yadayim unite into one hand. That's the meaning perhaps of the Yodov and the Yodov. Now, then we come to the Inyan. Nodav Avihu, of course, when they saw all this, so Nodav Avihu did something here, Shalom Kados, and the Pasuk describes it in the following way. Vayakivu lefnei Hashem eish zoro, asher lo tziva otham. Then it's in the Gemara, there is machlok is exactly what we say, but one thing, how does the Pasuk define it? Asher lo tziva. So I'd like to read a few lines. This is not the Sfasemes, but quoting that the Sfasemes writes. He says, from here we see, from the way the Torah does not, none of Avihu were great tzaddikim, but Kovei Yakovesh, Moshe Rabbeinu said they were greater than he. So he brings here, Lilmot, ki ha'ikar koach kol ma'asa ha'odam mitzat tzivui Hashem. When you do a mitzvah, it's because you're doing it with the koach of the tzivui Hashem. But what was missing? The tzivui Hashem. It was lo tzivah. So no matter how great and how much dveikus and how much kedusha that these people had, but this act was lo tzivah. And that's what went wrong. Vachem pshutim, he says, eh? V'hinei notav aviyu hayu tzadikim gedolim, v'osu l'shem shemayim, rak shehayachosah ha-tzivoy. The tzivoy was missing. It was not a mitzvah. V'yesh lilmud kal v'chomer. If that's the case, if we see something which was lo tziva and how wrong it went, edachat kal v'chomer midatova meruba. Im kein misha osa rotzen habore. So if you do something which is Yetzivui Hashem, then even if you don't have the Madregas to know exactly all the time and what, but you do it because of Tzivu Hashem. So he says, Harei zeh hakoach metzapkudas Hashem. And that's what Chazal meant to emphasize in the bracha, which we say before every mitzvah. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvos of v'tzivonu. So Nadav Avihu were great Bali Madrege. They had all kinds of kavonas kedosha. But what was missing? The Tziva Hashem. This is Le'idach Gisa. Even if you don't have all the, you're not Yedeya the Tamim and the Sodos and the Kavanos and everything. But if it's V'tzivonu, if you're doing it because it's a Tzivu Hashem. So Koach Tzivu Zeh, Choshev Min HaSeichel, is more important than the Seichel. To understand that you're doing it Machmas, Tzivu Hashem. And he brings down, Acha Mekayim Mitzvahs, Dein Yedeya Tama Mitzvah Klau, Acha Biken Chobavu Lefonav Yizborach, Ki Koach Tzivu Mimenu Yizborach, Hu Yosa Mikol HaTanim. The awareness that you're doing it because it's a Tzivu Hashem, you're doing it as a shaliach, is more choshev than all the Tanim. And these things from the Chiddush Yadim, that this is more, same idea, Sharinodav Aviyu Hoyu G'doli Olam, and they all, and the Afa Beken Mitzat Shalot Tziva Osam Nenshu, Havachom Minotov HaMeruba, HaMakayim HaMitzvah Lassus, Tzivu Yavorei, Alfi She'enu Yodeyach Lom, Choshev, Kol HaKobonis. So this is the idea. As a matter of fact, I saw a Merdeke Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Lein Pesach. The Medrash says in the Pesach, L'Reach Shmonech HaTovim, Shemen Torak Shmecha. It says, L'Reach Shmonech HaTovim. The Shemen which the Ovos, before Matan Torah, brought forth for Hashem, beautiful. But it was a Reach Shmonech. Kol ha-mitzvah sha'osu ha-ovos kulam reichas ha-yu. Beautiful odors. Aval anachnu, says the Medrash, shemen turach shmecha. It's not only the shemen that you can only relate to because you smell the beautiful odor. Ka'odam ha-merik mekeli el keli. It's like shemen which you pour from one jar into the other. And what does the Medrash mean? Medrash the Chiddush Nifla fits right in with this idea of Tzivui. The Medrash here makes the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael did after Matan Torah much greater than that of the Avos. Now, what's the marshal that he uses? The Avos were Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but they were not Mitzvim Ve'osim. So that is like Reichos, because there was nothing that HaKadosh Baruch made into a mitzvah. So with all the kedusha and all the kavanas and everything, it was L'Reach Shmonech HaTovim. To the Feirash HaMedrash Rabbah. L'Reach Shmonech HaTovim. What's an afkimina between the Reach of a Shemen and the Shemen which is in the Keli? A Reach is a Dovah Shein B'mamish. Right? You feel its effect, but you can't touch it. You can't. It's not something which you can be toface. Whereas Shemen that's in the Kli, you can be toe-faced, you can hold it. So therefore he says, the mitzvahs which the others akdoshim, we talk about the others, who can compare? And yet, their mitzvahs, before Matan Torah, since they were Einem Mitzvah V'osim, is like reichos, like odors. It's not something which you can touch with your hands. It's the pilei ploim. Aval anachnu, we're not like the others. Who was then? But nevertheless, it's Shemen Turak Shmecha, we're Mitzvah V'osim. So therefore, when you do a mitzvah, it's something concrete, lemaisa, it's like shemen, which you pour from one keli to another keli, and you can hold it. You can hold it, says the Medrash. A reich you can't hold. So the reichest of the others we don't have, but we have the shemen Torah Shmecha. In the same way, the Mefarshim explained, along the same lines, It says by Yaakov Avinu, when he came and he met Yosef the first time, so they fell upon each other, right? Right? So what did Rashi say? Well, Yaakov called Tishma. So they all bring, what's the Pshat Yaakov called? Tishma, so it's the famous Pshat of the Magal. He became Moli Av and he gave it away to Hashem. So what about Yosef? I mean, Yosef was a tzaddik too. So what, if Yaakov Avinu became so overwhelmed with Ahava, and so he didn't want to spend the Ahava on his son, he gave it away to Hashem. So therefore he learned Tishma after Hashem Malakecha. So why didn't Yosef also have the same experience? The answer is because Yosef was mekayem a mitzvah of kibbutz av. So therefore, by doing the mitzvah, that's the ahavas Hashem. Because the ahavas contained in the act of the mitzvah. So Yaakov Avinu's falling over Yosef was not a mitzvah. It was the ahava ha'ov al-haven. But it wasn't, you couldn't call it a mitzvah of kibbutz av. So therefore, his ahava was expressed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Korah Kriyishma. But Yosef's ahava Hashem was expressed in the act of the mitzvah. So an act of a mitzvah, that is the ahava Hashem. Memela, so the ikir here we see is from the parsha of Nadav Avihu and from the godless of their tzitkus and everything, but yet it was low tziva. So therefore, le'idach yisa, the ikir is the tziva. The ikir of the tziva. It occurred to me, I mean, and when you learn Shir Hashirim, Rashi brings, right to the very, Mamish is the first pasuk. Rashi brings an introduction there. Kol Hashirim Kodesh, Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kodesh. The Braisa he brings. Shekulo Yiras Shamayim V'kibul Ol Malchuso. That's the Loshna Braisa, and Rashi brings it. Omer Rabbi Akiva Lo Ahoya Ha'olam Kedai Kiyom Shenitin Bo Shir Hashirim L'Yisrael. Shekulo Yiras Shamayim V'kibul Ol Malchuso. So the portion of Shat is that Chas V'Sholom, one shouldn't think that Shir Hashirim is the Pshat. It's like a marshal to an imshal, right? So Chalil V'Chas to think that Shir Hashirim is anything but Yir HaShemayim, it's all Meramez on the Shechina HaKdosha and the Klal Yisrael. That's the portion of Shat. But perhaps one can also add the following Kavono. Shakulo Yir HaShemayim the kibbul ol malchuso. All mitzvahs lead to Yiras Shemayim, right? The Gemara says in the Masechta Shabbos, if one has Torah without Yiras Shemayim, it's like he has the chabal al-mandel less lay data, the tara la data of it. He doesn't have a dira and he built himself a gate going into where? It doesn't go anywhere. The Gemara says this here. You're making a shar, a beautiful shar, but it's not going anywhere. So Torah has to lead to Yiras Shemayim. And the Gemara there brings the last pasuk to Kehelet, Softa v'hakol nishma, eselikim yiro, es mitzvos of shmo, ki zeh kol ha'odom. So the zeh kol ha'odom is Yiras Shemayim. Everything, so kol ha'torah kol ha'ot hayag mitzvahs lead to the Softa v'hakol nishma. That's the last pasuk in Kehelet. And this is the first pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Now Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech wrote when? In his youth. And Kehelos he wrote, La'ezek Nusa, right? So Hamakit Mavashis Acharis. What Shlomo HaMelech wrote by Na'aruso, Shir HaShirim, shouldn't be mistaken as anything else, but the Sof Dova HaKol Nishma Selekim Yero, which is the last Pasuk in Kehelos. So from the first Pasuk in Shir HaShirim to the last Pasuk of Kehelos, like Sof Ma'as and Ma'ashtar V'chilah. The Sof Maaseh, after a whole long life, right, he came to the Maskona as Sof Dova HaKol Nishma Eselikim Yiro. And that's what the Shir HaShirim is all about. So Rashi says, Shekulo Yiras Shemayim V'kibol Ol Malchuso. It's all Yiras Shemayim. Everything in it is Yiras Shemayim. It's not something, the Shir HaShirim is just one chepta of Yiras Shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yisrael. So, no, of course, Shlomo HaMelech had kama v'kama madreges in his life, and the Sof Dova was Eselikim Yiro. But this was like a magad mereshis acharis. So So the Reishis Dover of Shlomo HaMelech, the Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kedoshim, Kulo Yerushamayim, V'kibol Ol Malchuso, that's the Maskon of the end of Kehel. The end of Kehel is the beginning of HaShirim, the same word. So coming back to our parasha. So Nadav Avihu, of course, have the Onesh. And from there, we have the parasha of Yahin Veshecha, Al Teisht Ato Venecha Hitoch. And of course, the Hemsh Nadav Avihu, especially according to the Mandama that they came into the Beis HaMikdash, Shtuya Yahin, so they were intoxicated. But of course, there's more to it now besides the Pashta Pshat, that they were intoxicated with Kedusha, but it was Hashalo Tziva. So you have to be able to control the koach of his palace, and therefore Yahin Veshecha Al Teisht Ato Venecha Hitoch. Just mentioned a vote here, and you have the various halachas as a result of the korbanos of Bobo Yom, the Sirach Hatzos. The second half of the parasha, from Shishiyan, that is Macholos Asuros. Zos Achaya Asher Tochlu Mekol Abheima Asher Al Ha'oretz, and of course we're given the what's mutter and what's also. In order for a behemoth to be mutter, it has to be mafkas parsim, which will say Ashesa, and it has to be mafkas parsim alligator. Now there are four behemoths mentioned here in the parsha. Achazel lo tochlumim, the gomel, the shafan, the arneves, and the chazir. These four are singled out. Each one have a simen toho, but there's also a simen tomei. First three are Malageira and not Mafas Palsa. The last, the Chazir, is Mafas Palsa, not Malageira. This already the Chachamim point out, Yechasimena Chazir Meyoar. Rashi brings it in Parashas Kodos in connection to Esav, that the idea of the Chazir, which is Mafas Palsa, is because he wants to try to convince us that he's Tor, but the emes he's Tumah. And the interesting thing is that the Chazir is the symbol of Tumah. Right? Even though the gomel is as mutter as the chazir. The gomel, the shofan, the anevis are not any more mutter than chazir, but the chazir becomes the symbol of tumah. Because he tried to disguise himself in a simen tahor. Comes along the medrash. And there are merodic drushes. And these are, the medrash reads into these four behemoth tmeyas that the Abba Malfi is here. Bovel, Mordai, Yavon, and Edom. And there's Kama Roshes here, where when the Medrash goes into an Indian, there's a whole Adama in connection to the Baal of Malchios. After Mitzrayim, the Kal Yisrael contended with four Malchios. Mitzrayim is not counted amongst the four, but in Mitzrayim is sort of the Hagdama to the four. But after the Kal Yisrael became an Am, so we contended with Bava, Golas Bava, Mordai, the Hashverish, Yavon, the Pteras of Yavon, and Edom, Golas Roma. And the last one is still Ad Bias HaMashiach. So the Medrash says, and of course, this works into that Rashi, Edom is the Chazir, right? Esav. That's what Rashi says in Parshas Toldos, by Yisav and Avraham Shona, by Yikach Ishos, by Yisus, my father married when he was 40, I'll marry when I was 40, like that, Chazir Pisul Kosher. But the Medrash says here, where do you see the word Chazir, Remez, the Malchus Adam? See, the Medrash says like this. In the whole long Arichas, Daniel of course saw these Arba Chayis and the dream. The Medrash brings all the Pesukim and the Neil. The lion is the Bovel and the Ze'ev is the Modai and the leopard is the Yavon. And then he says, And this parasha, the Chazir is Edom. And the interesting thing is that the first three, Amalek gave him, right? And on the Chazir it says, Hu gera lo yigom. The Medrash says, the first three, Dover Acher es Hagomel zu Bobel kimala gerohi. The very last medrash in the parsha. Shagerro malchus acharero. Go there means to shlech. Yesterday is Davyomi. Ktsira goreres ktsira. Go there, it shlechs. Go there, rota mit the kiss of the top. So the gomel is mali gera. Because it's not the last malchus. One malchus schleps another malchus. What happened to Bobel? Who conquered Bobel? Poras, right? The Persian wars. The Persians conquered the Babylonians. Everybody knows that. So the Bobel, Malakera, was going one Malchus, great Malchus Bobel, was going another Malchus. Vesashafon Zumodai, he Malakera. Who conquered the Persians? The Greeks. So Shagera Malchus Achera. And the Arneves, it's also Malakera, right? Who conquered the Greeks? The Romans. That's a chazir zu Edom, but who gave a lo yigo? Sheina goreres malchus achdero. Edom means, of course, the whole long goal is Abiyas HaMashiach. There's no malchus achdero after Edom. Loma nikta shmo chazir. Bepnei shemachzeres at... The nechama in the chazir is that it's not gover any other malchus, but it's machzir atovah lebaleo. The medrash concludes, v'hoysa l'ashem hamlucha. The Rem is in the medrash, and he's dalet chayim. Hagat Shabbos.